As the Crow Nation steps into its new year following Crow Fair, one woman says goodbye to her throne. I spent a day with Miss Crow Nation on one of the last days of her tenure. That canon means Anna Badbear is officially late. She's Miss Crow Nation and is getting ready for her last day of riding in the parade.
I don't want it to end.
She's been dreaming of this day since she was 4 and first rode in the parade all the way in the back. Now, 15 years later, she's at the front, or is supposed to be.
Hey, hurry up, you're gonna be late.
That's Bad Bear's mom, Melody Reed.
Where's your fan in your purse?
We're just gonna go. It already started.
Right before she's about to take off on her new horse, Moon, her belt snaps. But even then, Bad Bear doesn't crack. She still has this huge smile as she and Moon race to the front of the parade, past kids eating popsicles and parents snapping photos of her on their smartphones.
Morning.
By riding in the parade as Miss Crow Nation, Bad Bear is partaking in a long-held crow tradition that predates the first ever Crow Fair in 1904. Former Crow chairman Darren Old Coyote says the tradition of the parade and choosing a virtuous Crow woman to represent the tribe goes back to a time when the Crow were nomadic and hunted buffalo. He says that when the tribe was ready to move camps, the leader would tell everyone to put on their finest clothes. Then he'd pick a young woman to walk with him at the front. A virgin who, because of her purity, would help the tribe find pure water and food at the next camp. Many of those same pressures remain. Old Coyote says Miss Crow Nation has to be a single, sober virgin with a high school degree who speaks Absalica, the Crow language. He says she's supposed to be someone everyone respects. Family friend Aldine Goodluck confirms that's exactly who Bad Bear is.
It's awesome to see her up there because she's a good dancer and she's likes to participate in our traditional, and you know, her culture is important to her, so it's great to see her up there.
About an hour after parading, Bad Bear rides back to the campground. It's the same plot of land her family has used every Crow Fair since the early 1900s. Her mom comes to help Anna get off her horse and take her sash and crown. They're a few pounds each, with beads no bigger than a pinhead spelling Miss Absalica Nation against a gold and aqua background. Her crown has the bright orange crow crest hand-sewn into it.
Did you get to see any of that?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
I only like to see her.
Reed woke up 2 hours early to finish Bad Bear's dress this morning. It's long sleeves and cream wool, with 500 imitation elk teeth sewn into it. She says the fabric cost $125 a yard, and the teeth were $45 for 100. And that's just one of 6 dresses Reed says she's made for Bad Bear this year.
That's all I would do, with bead and sleep. Go to work, come back, eat, bead, and sleep.
That's how she says it's been since Bad Bear was crowned Miss Crow Nation almost a year ago, after an intense competition of dancing and tests on Crow culture. For the past year, Bad Bear has been representing the tribe at more than a dozen powwows, some as far as Colorado. And between the flights, gas money, and different outfits, Reed says it's been hard financially.
And tell me, you were saying how much money do you think has gone into this?
My gosh, like $20,000. I'm not kidding, it's a lot.
Reed works as a receptionist at Little Bighorn College and says she lives paycheck to paycheck. That made giveaways hard. That's when an individual or family gives gifts away to say thanks and give acknowledgement. Reed says Crow Fair royalty were expected to do giveaways throughout the year.
Like in between paydays, I say, we want all the girls to come over here, they need to give away. And then I panic. Like, what am I gonna let her give away? What do I have left?
She said she'd have to go into storage and dig up whatever she had, a blanket or maybe a shawl. So what made it worth it?
Her. It's what she wants. And I think it was a part of that was for me to push her to be the best that she could be so she doesn't, you know, wander off.
Reed knows her daughter faced pressures to drink and experiment with drugs throughout high school. Bad Bear's father died 2 months before she was born. She talked about that and more in the speech that helped her win the competition to become Miss Crow Nation. She pulled out her iPhone and read some of it to me.
I'm a leader. I overcame diversity growing up and living on the reservation and in a single parent household.
She says growing up, the girls who won Miss Crow Nation were always role models to her.
I don't know, it was just people that I looked up to, that they had expectations, that they finished high school and they overcame a lot of things.
Anna graduated from Hardin High School this past spring. Now she's bound for Little Bighorn College.
Now that you only have a few days left of being Miss Crow Nation, are you like looking forward to a life of dating now?
No. I want to get my education first and then look into something like that.
She says she wants to become a cardiologist. And she says if she really wants that, she can't have any distractions. It's on to the next goal. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
You're in Crow. You're in Montana.